Ionic.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
vest tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains from the farm today. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you need to refresh your memory or revisit something that you heard right here, just click on usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Meet up last night making beer with Gail Stafford. Thank you, Judy Dollarhite, John Dollarhite, and Gail Stafford for all your hard work in the freezing cold last night in Springfield, Missouri. With me is a TV star, Discovery Channel's Sons of Guns, Rob Roy. He resides in Louisiana. He's a U.S. Army veteran. He owns a gun shop. He's a gunsmith. And I met him at Gunstock in Fallon, Nevada, where we spent some time behind machine guns and submachine guns. Welcome, Rob Roy.
Hey, Vinny. It's good to be back in the classroom. We're down here in Louisiana freezing, man.
12 degrees here in Missouri, and I went out before the broadcast several hours ago, fed the cows with Mrs. Fennelli, another 6 inches of snow. The cows can't figure out where they are. And we saw an unusual sight in our front field, and there were the neighbor's horses. They were starving, so they came over to our place to get a quick bite to eat. So they're safe. They're doing just fine, but the water's frozen, and after the broadcast, I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to chop through the stream and maybe take a chainsaw, cut through it, and so the cows can have something to eat. But it's a heck of a time to be born, and we've had cows born overnight. Calves were born overnight in the snow, when it was snowing. Hey, Rob Roy, I've got a breaking report I'd like to share with the class. Now, this has not really made the news. I'm not sure why. In Pope County, Arkansas, there is a report of an explosion at a nuclear power plant called Arkansas Nuclear One, ANO, Arkansas Nuclear One. Now, let me just read this to you. This is posted yesterday. So just before 8 a.m., that would be on December 9th, Monday, reports of an explosion at Arkansas Nuclear One were made to Pope County 911 operators. At that time, details had not been released about the explosion, but fire officials say they were responding to the nuclear facility and a fire is being fought. Now, the reports are that there was a loud ground shaking explosion and then smoke was seen. It's believed that a transformer on site exploded, but that report is unconfirmed at this time. There's a post at usaprepares.com, page one, with the story and the photo of the event. So they say at this time there is no threat to the immediate area surrounding Arkansas Nuclear One, and no threat to the community of Russellville, Arkansas. And there are unknown reports of injury. So we don't know if any was injured yet. And they say that the news, River Valley Leader, which is the newspaper, will update readers as the story progresses. So as this is an unusual event in the scheme of nuclear reactors at Arkansas Nuclear One, the reactor has been shut down, so they say. And they say that a transformer blew in the switch yard, the electrical switching yard. Now, I don't know if any of this is, you know, I believe there was an event, but I don't know if there's radiation in the air. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to cause panic, but I urge you to follow this story closely. How close is it to us here on the farm? Well, we're outside of Springfield, about 50 miles, and this event is 125 miles or so from Springfield, Missouri, south of Springfield, Missouri, in Pope County, Arkansas. So I just wanted to share that with you. It's not good news, but that's all I have at the moment. So you're probably hearing this early in the scheme of today's news. Rob Roy's with us, and we plan to talk about guns and ammunition and a, what about gun first aid kit? So that's the plan for this morning's broadcast. Rob Roy, so great to have you on the broadcast with us. Now, people walk into your gun shop. You're an armorer. You're a gunsmith. You sell guns. You sell ammo. You sight in firearms. You teach how to use firearms, self-defense, and those kinds of things. Rob, what can we start with ammo? What are your thoughts on the ubiquitous or the previously ubiquitous 22 long rifle? Rob, I remember buying them for less than 2 cents a shot. Now, I believe, if I did my math correctly, we're at about 16 cents a shot if you buy a brick of 500 and you pay $80 retail. What's going on?
I don't know, Vinny. All my wholesalers here, every time that I call in an order, they give me the same thing. They almost laugh at me. You know, 22 long rifle, you got to be kidding. We can't get our hands on it. And, I'm sitting here looking in a book now. I used to be able to order a box of 500 for $22.88. And I just bought five boxes. It cost me over, now I'm talking 500 count. It cost me over $300. But it's a supply that I've got to have in my shop, you know, to test fire repairs. And I had to pay the price. Had to drive clear over to a town about 30 miles away. After the shop closed, met with a guy that actually had it. You know, we did the transaction in the parking lot. Here's your bullets, here's your money. And I was back in my truck coming back. I felt like almost like a drug dealer almost. It was ridiculous. And, I've got, you know, a little over 2,000 rounds now. But, you know, I had to pay over $300 for it. And I'm sure other people are feeling it too. I mean, it's off the chain.
Well, okay. So, Rob, seriously, I probably still have a box of 50 rounds that my dad bought at Sears. And I believe it says 89 cents on the box of 50 rounds of 22 long rifles. So we're looking at retail of 9 times that, almost 10 times that price. Now, this was probably back in the 70s, maybe the 80s, but ammo didn't go up every day, you know, as it does now. So, but I don't understand. I really don't understand the deal with the 22s, because it's really not a very good hunting round unless, you know, you're looking at squirrel or rabbit or something like that. I've heard of people killing a deer with a 22 long rifle. I mean, they're pretty extraordinary claims that, okay, maybe a absolute perfect shot, maybe. But what is the demand, Rob? I know it's fun to shoot 22s. Is that it?
I think the last time that our illustrious president, you know, started, the maximum capacity clips and stuff, people panic bought, and they bought, you know, handguns for the first time and long guns for the first time. They felt compelled to be able to have a firearm in their house. And, mm-hmm. I'm almost certain that these first-time buyers were probably buying 22s. You know, it's a good caliber to start out and learn your basic marksmanship skills. So now, you know, given, you know, say a couple million of that 4 million are starting to buy ammo and consume ammo. And the ammo manufacturers, you know, they know approximately how much that they need to put out over a period of, let's say, a quarter. And now all of a sudden they're running behind because we have all these new first-time gun owners that are, where's my ammo? Where's my ammo? And it's drying it up. I mean, you know, one of our stores here, a sports store, the shipment comes in the morning and there's already a line outside, 20, 30 people. And if you aren't the first four or five to get in the door, by the time you get in the door, all the 22 ammo's bought up.
Well, I went to the Chinese factory outlet. I really don't like doing that. But I went in there just to see what's going on. And they had this sign over the ammo case, which was really, they didn't have anything I'd be interested in. So I looked in the case, no 22s, of course, no 9mm, no 38 special, no 357, no 223, no 556. And there was a sign that said, all sales final. And I thought that was kind of funny because there's nothing really to sell. But if they did have it, it was a final sale. And, you know, usually there's a lot of milling around in the sporting goods department of these types of stores, these big box stores. And there wasn't there. There really wasn't. I guess people know that if you go in the afternoon, there's no sense in even looking. And I've heard stories, Rob Roy, from all over the country, from, I get a third party, truck drivers are hauling ammo to warehouses, government warehouses, where.
That's correct.
So you're hearing the same thing.
I have a good truck driver friend of mine that contracts through the federal government. And he's come in periodically, and I've asked him questions about where he's hauling to, and he says he's hauling, his route is mainly south. It starts over in Arizona, New Mexico, a couple depots in Texas, one here in Louisiana, one over in Mississippi, one in Alabama, and two in Florida. And what he's doing is hauling ammo to these supply places.
Tell you what, Rob Roy, hold that thought. Let's talk a little bit more about where the ammo's going when we come back. Rob Roy. And you've seen him on Sons of Guns. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Rob Royce with us. And we're talking about ammunition. We're talking about the scarcity. We're talking about the outrageous price of it. And Rob Roy was telling us that he talks to a truck driver who mentioned his destinations, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida. Rob, I didn't hear Connecticut. I didn't hear Rhode Island. I didn't hear New York City.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When he started naming the places that he's been hauling ammo to, I saw, you know, it's pretty much a steady southern pattern there. So I asked him, I said, next time you go out there on the road, talk to your trucker buddies and see if they're hauling to different places besides just the south. And it was about a month or so, and he come dragging in here, and he says, you know, I remember that question you asked me, and I've been asking all my friends at all the truck stops, you know, when I'm sitting down eating lunch, eating dinner. And he said, you knew the answer to that before you even asked me, didn't you? And I said, what'd you find out? And he says, there's not hardly any ammo being hauled up north. Some on the eastern seaboard, but none to the center of the country. He said, it's almost all in the south down here. And he asked me, he says, why do you think that that's being done like that? And I told him, I said, you know, when I was a recruiter in the Army, we all looked to try to get a southern recruiting station because we're more patriotic down here in the south for the most part, as, you know, the largest part of the population. And, you know, that's... Well, I'll just leave it at that, Vincent.
Yeah. So let me see if I've got this right. Now, these destinations, Rob Roy, I'm trying to read between the lines. We're not talking about they're going to retailers, warehouses that sell to the public. do they?
No, these are 25-acre compounds that, you know, they have security guards that are armed. I didn't go into the patches or the type of uniform, but he said that it's federal. And, you know, they meet him at the gate, they get on the truck, they ride him back to the warehouse, he's given strict instructions not to get out of his truck, he backs into a loading dock, and he feels the truck being unloaded. You know, 15 minutes later, they come back out, get in the truck, and they escort him off the compound. He said these are all, you know, they've got security systems, they got fences, and if you look, they're always close to an Air Force base or an Army base so that they have that security net if it's needed. So, you know, he even went as far as one time. He said, I backed up. He said, I drank way too much coffee. I had to go to the bathroom. And he said some alarm went off, and everybody went running down to the other end of this 25-acre compound. So he said he got out, and he squeezed his old big self in between his truck trailer and the warehouse wall and started looking for a bathroom. He says, my God, the cases and pallets of ammunition were just outrageous. And he said he saw 12 gauge shotgun rounds, buckshot. He saw 5.56. He saw 40. He saw 9mm. He saw even 7.62x39. And then he saw some 22 pallets of 22 long rifle. So I'm thinking, what the heck is our government doing stockpiling 7.62x39 NATO forces and 22 ammo? It amazed me. And he told me to keep his name to myself.
Rob Roy, you said 7.62x39. Now, class, those of you who go to gun stores and gun shows, that's the popular cartridge for the AK-47 and the SKS. And you can probably even get Ruger made a ranch rifle. I believe that might have even been chambered for the 7.62x39. But I don't know a lot of people who have them. AK-47s, that's a NATO weapon. Rob Roy, a little disconcerting, wouldn't you say, for our federal government to have 7.62x39?
Yeah, it made me open my eyes and start really considering some other possibilities.
We'll be right back.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just a very quick update at the Arkansas Nuclear One power generation station. There was an explosion yesterday morning before 8 o'clock. The latest reports say that an auxiliary transformer blew up. It was in the contained area, and the fire has been extinguished, and there were no injuries at the Russellville, Arkansas location. So the news is saying that it's okay. It's safe. The reactor has been shut down. The investigation is ongoing. The fire of the transformer has been extinguished. No injuries. The fire's been contained, and the explosion was not in a nuclear portion of the plant. So that's all we know right now. And the fire was within the protected area, whatever that means, within the protected area. Rob Roy's with us. Rob Roy, we were talking about ammunition. And one thing we should probably talk about is there surfacing in today's market because of the high prices? Questionable ammo that's coming out of the woodwork? Old ammunition? Rob Roy? Did we lose Rob Roy?
No, I'm here.
Hey,
can
Rob.
You hear me? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Now, old ammunition. Is old ammunition appearing in the marketplace at gun shows and from people who've been collecting it saying, wow, you know, I bought this at 89 cents. It's now $8. Let me sell it. Is that happening? And if so, what do we need to know about that?
Yes, I'm seeing it a lot more and more. Some of my customers are coming in with bad ammo issues. They think the gun is malfunctioning, and it is malfunctioning, but it's due to the old ammo. And it's exactly, you know, just what you said, Vincent. You know, hey, I bought this box of bullets for $22.88, and now I can sell it for $60. And you know, they stored it outside in the lawnmower shed in the humidity, and 22 ammo is actually the worst of it all. You know, it's not crimped very tight, and you know, the primer in it is very sensitive to moisture, and I mean, you can tell some of this old ammo. You go out and shoot it, and you hear a nice crisp, you know, crack, and then all of a sudden you hear just a kunk. You know, and you're like, whoa, what was that? And that's something I need to cover, too, is squib loads. You know, if you're shooting some of this old ammo and you hear a round that goes off or just a primer pop and you didn't feel much of a recoil, or you sure didn't see any kind of, you know, bullet strike on your target, don't shoot it again. You know, unload it safely and look down the barrel and make sure that you don't have any obstruction in the barrel.
Yeah, and make sure there's no cartridge in the chamber when you're looking down the barrel, class. Please, please. Rob Roy, I've seen guys at gun shows with eye patches, you know. I really have. I've seen them in wheelchairs with eye patches. I've seen, and you know, and my thought went to, wow, was this guy paying attention or what really happened? But so a squib load, Rob Roy, is the projectile, the actual bullet, going down the barrel some distance but not exiting the barrel, right?
Correct. Or, you know, it's that's a good definition. It blocks the barrel, and that's going to be a dangerous, you know, you can have a catastrophic failure if you try to shoot another round behind it. You know, the pressure builds up and the barrel blows and people next to you yourself are injured. It's just a terrible thing. And I'm seeing it more and more with this old ammo. And, you know, just for the class, you know, pay attention when you're shooting. If it didn't sound right or if you didn't see a bullet strike, you know, take that extra second and, you know, unload the weapon, get the round out of the chamber and look down the barrel and see if you can see daylight, you know.
Yeah, and Rob Roy, let's talk about automatic weapons. Do we need to be more concerned with, you know, shooting a semi-automatic handgun with a squib load or not?
It's, to me, it's more dangerous because you don't really have that much of a lockup. You know, a lot of the automatics, it's blowback and, you know, recoil operated. And if the barrel's plugged, all that recoil's coming back into your face or, you know, onto your arm or your hand. So, yeah, it's so much easier with an automatic to want to pull that trigger again, you know. And, yeah, it's a dangerous situation, Vincent.
And that's why I mentioned it, Rob Roy. You know, sometimes when you have new shooters, people who are new to handguns and fire rifles, they just, if they've got a magazine and it's a semi-automatic, it seems to be a lot of fun to just blast away shot after shot after shot as quickly as they can squeeze that trigger. Now, if you have a squib load, that's a big problem. That's a big problem because you could have an explosion. You really could. And it's kind of like having a small hand grenade right in front of your face.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I tell my customers, you know, you can take a shortcut with your lawnmower, your chainsaw, your tractor, but don't take a shortcut or be crazy with something that's blowing up right here by your face.
That's do you want to share that story about that that firearm that you've worked on that had a squib load?
Yeah, just a customer just recently brought in a bolt action 50 cal. He gets out to the range, he sits down, and you know, a 50 cal's got a pretty good report and a heck of a kick. And he said all he heard was a pop with, you know, hardly any recoil at all. So I said, well, that explains what I'm looking at. And what I'm looking at was his barrel in about six long pieces. And the only thing that's holding the pieces from flying off was his muzzle brake on the end. It looked like a flower with leaves and petals everywhere. And he brings it in. And I said, let me guess. Look down the barrel. You put another round in there and attempted to fire it. And he just hung his head down. Yep. And I said, well, you're awful lucky, but, you know, that luck's gonna go by the wayside when I give you your bill for this repair.
Well, Rob Roy, what you're talking about is a pipe bomb that went off right in front of his face.
Yeah, he was very fortunate. I told him he needed to go buy a lotto ticket because, you know, he's one lucky individual, especially with a 50 caliber. I mean, my God, the pressures are just unreal.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about, let's say we're looking at old brass-cased ammunition. How are there visible signs that you'd like to share with us about what we could look at, if we're buying, we could say to the seller, let me take a couple of these out of the box or out of the carton or out of the case. I want to see what we're talking about. I want to put them in my hand. When we have cartridge, let's say we're talking about 223 or 30-06 or something like that in a rifle cartridge, we're looking at a brass case. What do we look at, Rob Roy, if we want to determine if it's old?
That's a good question, Vinny. I'm seeing it with this Korean 30-06. It was, you know, manufactured for the Korean War. If it was taken care of properly and kept in ammo cans, hopefully all the class keeps their ammo in ammo cans that have good seals in the top of them. Mm-hmm. That's what they're designed for. I'm seeing brass. Yes, it won't rust, but it does have a type of rust that forms, and it turns the case kind of an aqua blue greenish color. And if you see this on the case, scratch it with your fingernail and see if there is any pitting in the case of the bullet. And if there is, that ammo is not safe to fire. You'll stand a chance of damaging yourself or the firearm. So that green color is a good indication that that's some old ammo that you don't really want to fire. If it's a steel-cased bullet, look for actual, you know, rust. And if it is, don't buy it. Don't shoot it.
Okay. So for the brass-cased ammo, if it's oxidized and it has what would be considered brass rust, bluish-green, aqua color, and you scratch it and you see that the case has been eaten, that's what we're concerned with. Is that right?
That's exactly right. That ammo should not be purchased or should not be fired. It needs to be, you know, destroyed properly or, you know, taken care of properly. And that's just about, look at the bullet itself. If it's a lead bullet and it's got white powder residue across the top of, again, don't shoot that. That's an indication that ammo hadn't been taken care of properly, stored properly, and would be dangerous to shoot.
Okay. Rob Roy, what about corrosive ammunition, old ammunition that had corrosive primers? How can we tell if ammunition, once discharged, will cause our barrels to corrode? What do we need to know about that? Which barrels are safe from corrosion? Which ones do we have to wash out with soap and water? And how do we know if the ammunition is corrosive in the first place?
You're only going to really run across corrosive ammo if it's old military surplus. 7.62 by 39, they imported a lot of mildly corrosive ammo. And some of the old U.S. ammo that you're seeing once in a while. Most of that's been shot up. But ask your person that you're buying your ammo from, you know, is this corrosive or not? And if it is, then you need to clean the barrel out with ammonia and go with a good quality oil after you're done.
There you go. There you go. When we come back, Rob Roy, let's talk about first aid for our firearms. What do we need to have in our first aid kit?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my. When you go,
please
see for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Rob Roy's with us. You've seen him on Sons of Guns. And he was recently on Shelby the Swamp Man. And Rob Roy's got a gun shop, does gun repairs, sells gun parts. And he's in Louisiana. There's a link to his phone number on page one of USAPrepares.com. So if you want to go to the bottom of page one, you'll see a section, Guns and Knives, the bottom of the page in the black section there where the instructors are. And you'll find his phone number. And Rob Roy, I have a Star handgun. It's a .22 caliber. It was made about 55 years ago. Paid about $100 for it. And during the break, I clicked on gunbroker.com. There it is at starting bid, $450. I can't believe it that it's gone up that much. And, you know, it's a fun handgun. But this darn thing eats firing pins like crazy. That being the case, I have spare firing pins. But What do we need to have for our firearms that so we can keep them firing?
That's a good question too, Vincent. And I'll tell you this: our bug out bag. I like to call mine a survival bag, and my house in a bag. I mean, everything mm-hmm. that I can put in my rucksack, that's what I'm going to survive with. Given a catastrophic event, whatever. And, sure. You know, we have our medical supplies, we have our food, we have our shelter, we have our water. I've even seen some of these bug out bags include pet first aid kits. The one thing that everybody wants to forget is your weapons first aid kit. You know, your primary weapon, your handgun, your long gun. You know, you're not going to have the ability to go to a gunsmith or a gun shop and try to get those repair parts. And these are key things that will keep you in a fight when we were in the military, and there's key things that will keep you alive in the time of a crisis. And they're just simple things, firing pin springs, detents, extractors, and each model has different things that like to wear out. And that's where the class needs to get with their local gunsmiths and hopefully he's educated enough and he's seen those types of weapons enough that he knows those specific things that like to wear out on specific models, and he can point them in the right direction. I have kits available for, you know, the M4s, you know, M16s. I have kits for the 1911, the Beretta 92s, the Glocks, Rugers and Remington long guns. And, you know, it's just something that the class needs to consider.
Okay, so what you just heard was firing pins springs, detents, extractors. And if you want, you can call Rob Roy right after the broadcast. Don't call him now, but right after the broadcast, 985-351-5984. 985-351-5984. And that number is on the website, usapreparers.com. 985-351-5984. Rob Roy is a great resource. And people from our class have called him and bought firearms from him and sought his expert advice. Rob Roy, I'm concerned about the absence of ammunition, the absence of availability to we the people. I'm concerned about the cost. I don't understand how the government can say they need to buy everything in sight and leave very little on the table for us. The last thing, maybe, if we probably have 1 minute left or so, Rob Roy, what about reloading? Should we consider getting into reloading so that we can reuse some of those cartridges? Obviously, 22 long rifle, you can't reload.
Reloading, I know you do it. I do it, too. It's a process that is very critical, and I don't really like to recommend it to too many people. And if you do, get with a seasoned reloader and learn from him his techniques. Don't have radios on. Don't have kids running around going crazy. Don't have your dog giving you a fit. You know, it's time that you need to sit down and dedicate to actually reloading. And, I mean, it's a good practice. You know, you can put up bullets and you can put up powder and you can put up primers for the days that you're not going to be able to find it on the shelf.
There you go. Rob Roy, and what he's saying is do not be distracted when you're reloading. Don't cause that squib load or a double powder charge. Rob Roy, thanks so much for being with us. Coming up next, Dr. Judy Wood.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.